nice work singing. Choir, nice job. Doing well, that's amazing. How was the band yesterday? Who was in the band? Just raise your hand, I just want to see you. Oh my goodness. And you were some of the youngest students there, weren't you? Some of you. Some of you were the youngest in the band, is that right? All the different schools? That's what I love.
St. Thomas Aquinas School, it's amazing. And
it was really cool too, I heard about it, that all different schools, you know, in this Little Fork, International Falls, coming together to play music. The beauty of what we do at Mass too, right? To have music. One of the lines that you said as you sang the Alleluia, what was the words that you were singing today? All right, obviously, Alleluia, which is a worship of God, a praise of God. There's another important part, too, for the preparation of listening to God's word, which we were listening to. So what was the word there? Yeah, after that, what was it that you sang? Well, it's part of the Alleluia song. Yep. Alleluia, Alleluia. We will listen to your word. Listen to your word. That's another name of what we listen to the word, meaning we listen to God's word, which is what we're listening to with all the readings. And so today I want to talk quickly about what we've been listening to the last several days this week, the very beginning of the Bible, when we heard there's two different stories about how God created everything. So what did God create? We've heard it, some of us, but this is a good day again. I wish the preschoolers were today, but they must be partying. Are they partying right now? They are? No? Where are the preschoolers?
In Aquinas Hall.
What are they?
They're having a Valentine's party.
Yeah. Well, preschoolers are having a Valentine's party. Well, better crash that one. We'll see what happens.
We're coming.
What did God make? Again, I ask that a lot. But actually, literally, the last few days, we've heard the Bible, God's Word, and there's different levels. There's six different levels. What was it?
Animals,
that was what? Was that day four? Day three? Day four, five, six? No, actually, it is six. What else?
People.
That was on day six. And on all of these, by the way, I'll say that the first part of the 6 days, everything was good. And then when we were created. What else? But I'll wait a minute. What else? Plants. That was like day what, three, four? You guys can help me on this. Church. Not in Genesis. That came later. So you got the plants, the people, that was towards the end of the 6 days. What else? What else?
What did God make?
Trees.
What's that?
Trees.
Trees, yeah, so that'd be the plant. So day five, I think.
Water,
there you go. That's an interesting one because there was like nothing. And he created water and land. What else? Because it was really the beginning that in Genesis we hear about how it was pitch black. There's nothing. So what else would he have made? Yeah. Food, yeah. Same thing from plants, animals. Yep. Light and day. What day was that? I think that's the first. first day, is it? First day, yeah. What else? Not quite. Well, he created men and women. One last one. Yeah, I knew that one. We said that one already. Let's see. Yep. Earth. Yeah. Our planet, really. And so God created everything. And you can really look at the first place of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. And you can see what happens on each day. And God rested on the seventh day. What I want to say, though, is on day 6, it was the animals, and then he created humans. And then everything else, he said it was good. He made the moon and the stars and the sun, and it was good. When he created us, it says, God said it was very good. We're the most important part that he created. We're more important than the stars, than the sun, the moon, the animals, the ocean. We are more important to God than everything else. And then today, we had a poem in the second story, how God created Adam to have a friend, a communion. So that God created a man and a woman. How important that is, isn't it? That we have boys and girls. Because can you imagine if it was just boys around the world? Or if it was just girls around the world? I think things would be crazy. And how could we have kids, by the way? Right? It's good to have all of us as men and women. That's just a great, great gift. So praise God, let's stand. Happy Valentine's Day. And know the wonderfulness of God's creation. Pray today for all our leaders in our Catholic Church.
His father bans the Anadictic.